And now, James Gravel.
How much do you know about God's Word, the Bible? In our last presentation, we noted that the Bible contains revelation from God. But did you know that there are two kinds of revelation? One of which is found in the Bible, and one which is not. The revelation not found in the Bible is known as general revelation. It is the revelation that God has provided of Himself in nature. As Luke wrote in Acts 14:17, God did not leave Himself without witness, in that He did good, gave us rain from heaven and fruitful seasons, and filled our hearts with food and gladness. The first six verses of Psalm 19 declare that God has provided mankind with a revelation in nature that constantly testifies of Him as Creator. In Romans 1:20, the Apostle Paul wrote, "Since the creation of the world, God's invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made." At no time in history has God ever left us without evidence in nature of His existence. That evidence can be seen whenever we look at the planets in a gorgeous night sky. It can be seen in the glistening afternoon rainbow or in the gentle waters of a brook flowing through a rainforest. Though men frequently refuse to acknowledge God's revelation of Himself in nature, it is present all the same. Unfortunately, however, general revelation is not always understood as it should be, since man's mind has become corrupt. Although man was created in God's image, he rebelled and subsequently was blinded to the spiritual values that are so critical to his well-being. The prophet Jeremiah observed, "It is not in man who walks to direct his own steps. His heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked." Jeremiah 10:23 and 17:9. Now, man's nature has become so polluted that he often steadfastly refuses to read the divine script around him in nature. General revelation is not enough to save him. It never was intended to be, because it cannot provide man with the essential scriptural information that he needs. Thus, God saw fit to provide a second kind of revelation. Join us in our next program as we discuss how that revelation factors into man's salvation.